Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard the man. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. We wish you that every Thursday because that's how that goes. I don't know why I explained that, but now I'm caught in the loop. That's John Lopez.
I can't stop myself.
Here. I know. It's one of those things. Do you guys find yourselves in those circumstances where you're like, why am I still talking? Move on. Which is what we'll do here on this Thursday. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you get involved with the program on the text line. 713-572-4610. And appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. All right. So we are on our way to week 4 football. Must win, right, Fig?
Yeah.
Right, Lopez?
Mm-mm.
We can't get you there, huh?
Nope. It's not a must
technically
win.
It's not over.
Hey, now you got me talking like Adam Spillane.
That's right. Why did Adam Spillane have to get that? You didn't have to do that to him. All right. There's a lot of things happening today. We have a couple of people that we'll get on the phone. Obviously, Thursdays, we like talking to ND Kalu. We'll do that at 11:20. We'll also go behind enemy lines at 1 p.m., talk to Ron Slay out there in Nashville to get a little bit of an idea of what the vibe and the tone and the tenor of conversation is around this Tennessee Titans team. That'll be at 1. It's all week long. We've been giving away tickets to Cougars versus Texas Tech next week. We will do that again in the 12 o'clock hour. But we begin after yesterday. We finally got some practice. We got to hear from D'Amico. We got to hear from CJ. And there's some things. There's some notable things, especially because this was a wild week that brought the Houston Texans into the into the national media space. But not for nothing, the good. Obviously, CJ Gardner-Johnson no longer on the team. We got to hear D'Amico give us his explanation or whatever, whatever we would like to call that, his response to the circumstance. In fact, I'd like to start here. This is how D'Amico, the head coach of the team, started his press availability yesterday, knowing what we needed to talk about right out the gate.
Just started. I know everyone saw the news where we released CD. Just wish CD the best. Unfortunately, we just moved on. And for me, every decision I make is always in the best interest of our team. I felt this was the best decision for us to move forward. And so now we're here. We're on to the Titans.
Literally said on to the Titans.
Real Bill Bell.
I'm sure you love that.
Mr. New England South himself over here sitting across
goodness.
From me.
You didn't take note of that? On to the Titans.
That first thing I think a lot of people took from that.
Yeah. It was a little bizarre the way he handled it because, one thing about D'Amico, he will talk about players and how they're progressing. He'll talk about the previous game. He'll talk about things that have happened on a pretty regular basis. But he didn't talk about this.
Now, you were surprised by that?
No, I was going to say.
Okay.
Now, obviously, some of it is understandable. They don't want to put all their dirty laundry, because it's dirty laundry. I mean, there's no question there is dirty laundry over there. They didn't want to put it all out there. So I do get it. But, boy, he just kept, shout out to the press corps there, which, kind of came back in different angles trying to get some sort of semblance of an answer.
All right, just for the sake of completion, here's some of that. This is the follow-up. Hey, wait, D'Amico, why did you think it was best for your team to make this move?
Yeah, because it's my decision to move on. I know it's best for my team.
Okay. There's another one.
All right, D'Amico. Is there any more details you can give us on this?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the details of it. It was coming from me, the head coach. It's
my team, it was the best for our team. And that's why I made the decision. So I'm not going into any further details on it.
So, yeah, he's pretty staunch on, like, not getting too deep into that. But, I mean, he seems pretty clear. Like, he's going to follow that same MO mm-hmm. with how he handles things, which is he's, you know, going to handle it internally. They're not going to let handle this in mixed company necessarily.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that he very much got into Papa Bear mode with this, though. Like, this is my team. I know what's best for my team. And what I found even more interesting about this is that obviously it's still a day of practice and mm-hmm. you go into the locker room afterwards and you hear from CJ on the podium, but you also hear, I think Kalen Bullock was one of the most interesting ones because that is the safety mate mm-hmm. of CJ Gardner-Johnson in these circumstances. And both of them express seemingly a feeling of, well, I mean, if this is a decision that they made. In fact, I probably should have CJ's audio here. Mm-hmm. And which cut is this again? I'll have to pull it up. This is CJ Stroud being asked about CJ Gardner-Johnson. This is cut 3 here, Figgy. CJ, at what point did y'all realize, you all being the operative word here, that CJ Gardner-Johnson may not be a good fit for the team?
I don't really think I felt like that or the team. I mean, I think they have their own reasons, you know, Nick and D'Amico and you know, I think as a team, you know, we brought him in. And he was part of the locker room, and, you know, everybody was, you know, our whole team is close, you know. Like, we all hang out with one another pretty much. It's sometimes, like, it's defense, offense, or DBs, quarterbacks, like, whatever that would. I thought he did well with his DBs and everything, so it's not really, you know, my position to, you know, speak on that. You know, I like CD as a person. I think he's growing as a man. You know, he's trying to find a relationship with God, which I think is dope. So yeah, I wish him none but the best. And you know, I'm gonna always be here for him if he ever needs me. But yeah, I'm always gonna be a fan of him.
I don't think I felt that way or the team.
And then again, you have Kalen Bullock. I'll save you the audio here, but he basically was like, you know. Mm-hmm. He had a similar sentiment to CJ there where it's like, hey, they're going to make the decision. And I found that interesting. I don't know exactly what to make of that. What did you make of that, John?
Well, I you have to also realize CJ was choosing his words very carefully.
Of course.
He was pausing.
Absolutely.
He was thinking. He was, you know, making sure he had the right word. So I think there's more to that, even though he did give us a lot in terms of I don't think I felt that way or the team. So at minimum, there is some level of disconnect between what the team believed and what management believed. And so what does that mean? I mean, it could mean any number of things. You know, maybe there was something altogether different that they made. They decided they needed to make a decision on CJ Gardner-Johnson. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was as simple as, I don't care what you guys think of him as a person on the field, as we've learned, you know, he's not doing the job that we need him to do. It could be any number of things, but at minimum, there's a difference of opinion in what the players think, according to CJ Stroud and Kalen Bullock, and what the management thinks.
Right.
Oh, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, to me, what I got from it is it seemed like CJ kind of went off like, hey, I didn't have an issue with him or our team, you know, didn't have it. I don't know if it was one person or maybe a couple people that had an issue that something happened. I ain't trying to do a reckless speculation, but it seemed like something happened. That's kind of like if one person get into it with somebody here and then it's like, hey, you know, We were cool. That's always going to be my guy, but, you know, the team decided to make it. I don't know if something like that happened where maybe it was just one situation or something where they felt like they had to make that decision, but it seemed like it wasn't like he was trying to throw anybody under the bus or anything.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong or if you believe me to be wrong here. These answers that we got from like CJ and that we got mm-hmm. from Kalen, they didn't really feel to me like something that we see from time to time with this team, which is, okay, that's a company line.
Yes.
Right? It 100%. Didn't feel like, hey, we had a meeting. Guys, you're going to be asked about this. Keep in mind, we don't want to, you know, let too much out in the media or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. it didn't feel quite like
that. It was not that, the company line.
Right? With CJ, I can easily see, especially with him being so big on his faith, mm-hmm. that being like the way that he responded being more of a lean towards, I'm still in the business of like, you know, dealing with individuals.
I didn't feel that way.
With people, right? Like, mm-hmm. It might have just been like, hey, CJ's a man first. I believe, you know, team stuff sideways. Yeah. But you're right. He also still kind of labeled that caveat. But I can imagine that coming from that place. And again, I'm not trying to say that Kalen doesn't have faith or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that one felt like if there was going to be someone who was like, yeah, I kind of get it. Mm-hmm. He was like, they made the decision that made it, and it is what it is kind of feeling. And that kind of made me feel a little weird because, yeah, it might have been. And, of course, now I'm speculating because there was reporting that, you know, maybe C.J. Gardner-Johnson was, like, complaining about someone else getting their payment. That sounds to me like Jalen Petrie in that secondary getting mm-hmm. that payment. It's reckless speculation, understood. But I'm like, this doesn't feel like a move that you make, especially as quickly as it seems like it happened when you have C.J. Gardner-Johnson on Monday mm-hmm. after the game saying, like, let's regroup. And then you end up on, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he is gone.
Yeah.
Tuesday, he's gone. It doesn't feel like that's like a, oh, well, this was building. And those answers don't feel like this was building, at least not in like interpersonal things, which would mean that this is all on the field, which all feels weird from the organization.
Well,
side.
On the field, but it also led me to think of this and tell me what you guys think of this. Keep in mind, not just the salary talk or some what somebody's getting paid. There was also a real sense that C.J. Gardner-Johnson didn't like the way he was being used, the way they were playing defense in the secondary. That was very much part of this. So when I heard, you know, these players, and it was just two, but these players sort of say, "Nah, we didn't have a problem with him," I thought of this. What if they're on his side? What if they think, you know what? Because we all know this. What's a sure way to get fired in this world?
Mess with the money is the first thing I always say.
Well, the boss.
Sure.
Contradicting or going at the boss. What did C.J. Gardner-Johnson do? He went right at the boss. Both bosses. You know, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. Because he felt like they were doing it wrong. Like they need to use him in a different way. This is my strength. This is what I can do. What if his defensive teammates kind of said, yeah, we need to use him a different way?
It's possible. The thing that I was just fascinated at is that if the people that he had, personally wronged with these poor plays or these mm-hmm. going into business for yourself, Kalen Bullock is one of those.
No,
and,
no doubt.
Like, that would have been the instance for him to even like show a little bit.
But I'm talking
of
bigger picture.
No, of course. Yeah. And so like I thought that would have been an instance for him to show a crack and he didn't. Now, of mm-hmm. course, maybe that is just personal restraint. But that could lean to that. I don't know if I lean that way in a general
what if they're in that locker room going, man.
The what if of it.
It could be a thing where they like, man, maybe you do need to blitz more. I don't know why he ain't really using you that way mm-hmm. like they did in Philly or whatever it was.
Right, and that my ultimate where I was going to come to and meet you with your point is if that's the case, which again mm-hmm. is a big if, that actually creates a little bit of separation between, as you mentioned, the coach and the belief of the players.
Yes.
And belief is what you need more than anything when you're getting out here playing the car crash sport. I don't know that that's the case, but the idea of way this played, it felt like it was further mm-hmm. away from what I imagine the responses would be when we got some answers from some players. So I that was super interesting to get yesterday. Obviously, mm-hmm. look, you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to prove it on Sunday versus the Titans. Whether you win or lose on the field is ultimately the big thing, but it was a very odd circumstance there with the Texans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the Astros. Is the run over? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about whatever that was last night next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.